temp check. What kind of summer are we having this year? A family road trip summer? A beach bum summer? Or a wake me when the sun sets summer? With Instacart, choose your own adventure and skip the shopping side quests. Where available, you can get ice cream delivered to your hotel, sunscreen to the pool, or cold brew to your bed. Well, door, in as fast as 30 minutes. Wherever you find yourself this summer, you can get the goods. Download Instacart for free delivery on your first three orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Minimum $10 per order. Excludes restaurants. Additional terms and fees apply.
Hey everybody, Jeff Phelps here. The National Sports Collectors Convention is coming to Cleveland. And so is PSA's tradition for grading the show's finest. Submit your collectibles for on-site authentication over 5 days starting July 24th and see why PSA is number one in preserving and enhancing value for cards, tickets, packs, autographs, and memorabilia. More info at psacard.com. PSA, our label means more.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, little Pat Bostick.
Thank you, Music. Harry Callis.
Fan hotline, if you want to call us. It's presented by Sullivan Super Service, providing trusted plumbing and HVAC service for over 50 years. It's also a Paul Skeens day. And Paul Skeens is going to pitch for the Buccos today at 12:35 over at PNC Park. We'll get into him coming up at 9:35, just 3 hours prior to his start. But Justin Fields spoke the other day, and he says, hey, guess what? I want to compete for the job, obviously. And he said all the right things. Like if he came in, well, I'm the backup for now. No, F that. That's lame. He says he wants to be the guy. I have been so caught up in and focused on, I think Russ Wilson's going to be a good quarterback for the Steelers, that I haven't spent a ton of time thinking about the obvious. And the obvious to me now, I've had an epiphany, Doran. I've had an epiphany, Bostick. Do you know what that means?
Yes, I actually do.
Okay.
Proceed.
The best case scenario for the Steelers, like without question, is that Justin Fields wins the starting job and kicks ass. And then you know what you have. Isn't that the best case scenario? Why not?
I don't think he'll win the starting job prior to the season.
I agree with that. And that's why I've been blinded by this whole thing, because I don't think he's going to really get a fair shot to do it. But if he did have a chance and he won it, that's probably the best case scenario.
Best case scenario for me is that they give him a bridge deal, then he wins the starting spot and they don't have to pay him. Because if he's the starter and they don't give him the bridge deal and he kicks ass, like you're saying, they're going to have to pay a lot of money. A lot of money for him.
And even if you give him the bridge deal and then he would win the job and kick ass, he's going to be in a Cam Hayward situation where he's going to be like, look it, I ain't playing for this. I'm sitting out, maybe.
Probably right.
Epiphany done.
I don't know how, if you're Justin Fields, you don't look at, and this has been said by multiple pundits, you don't look at this schedule and think, I'm going to play at some point. Their schedule is brutal.
But the second half's brutal.
It's brutal. It is brutal, but I'm saying, man, I if this team is above 500 at the end of this season, it's a success with this schedule. We just went through it last week.
I know, but I still think even though the schedule is really hard, the expectation has to remain the same, which for me is you got to win a damn playoff game.
I'm not changing the expectation. I'm not saying that above 500 doesn't get them into playoffs either. I mean, are they going to win this division?
Probably not.
We don't know, but I'm just saying it's when this schedule came out, because look at it this way. If they don't win the games they're supposed to early, he's playing.
I would agree with that.
Mm-hmm.
He's playing. So it doesn't set up where it's like murderer's row early, but then good late. And if Russell Wilson's just good enough, you stick with him.
See, although I would have taken it the other way. Like, because the second half is so brutal, I think they should have a favorable record through, let's say, 9 games. And I don't think even if Russ isn't carrying his weight, you would want to hand the ball over to Justin Fields with that murderer's row in the second half. You know what I mean?
No, you could look at it either way. I think he's going to play at some point this year. I do not think he wins. I don't think there's a way that his strengths are not going to be able to overshadow what Russell Wilson does well in a non-contact environment. It's just not going to happen, even in a preseason game. And they may, he'll probably get some one reps, I would imagine, with the ones, some series with the ones, but it's not going to come through on a consistent basis, and Russ's leadership is at a different level. We've already heard that, and they value that. That's why they got him. So I don't see a world in which, injury notwithstanding, Justin Fields starts week one. But I think whether it be by injury, performance, what have you, he will do some things that are so tantalizing when he gets out there. And if they're not in a position to go win the division and he goes out there and does some good things, there's going to be a lot of pressure to play him if Russell Wilson isn't killing it.
Mm-hmm. Do you think they put a package in for him?
Wouldn't shock me. Would not shock me.
Should they?
Yeah, I keep his palate wet. Absolutely.
His palate wet. At first, I was on the other side. I said I wouldn't because I wouldn't want the outside noise to creep in with, like, all right, Justin Fields goes in there for a package. He breaks one off for 25 yards, and then it's like, and then Russell Wilson gets sacked the next play, and they're like calling for Justin Fields. Like, that's just creating a whole situation that you don't want to,
get into. You're barking up that tree.
You're barking up that tree. But the more and more I think about it, yeah, like, use all your weapons.
Yeah,
and I know Arthur's good at doing that.
Yeah, Taysom Hill. Right, I mean, mm-hmm. And I think he's a better passer than Taysom Hill and a much more complete quarterback. He certainly started more games than Taysom Hill in New Orleans. But I think at the end of the day, man, you got to find a way to win football games. And he does bring a different element to the table. I mean, he is a physical freak.
Have you seen Ben Tenuta's photos of him from OTAs?
I saw him in person, man. He's as tall as me, and he's built like Doran in his prime. Like, he is. He has a whip for an arm. It's the Russell is going to overshadow him when it comes to the mental side of the game, the accuracy, the leadership, all the things that was the biggest void for them. I mean, and this is nothing against Kenny, but all we've heard is leadership, team mentality, presence from Russell Wilson. How do you possibly then unseat him if those are the things you're talking about?
And they wanted him more. They got him first.
Right.
Which has to matter.
But that's all those things start to ring pretty silently if he's not playing at a high level early.
Yep.
And then the clamoring for Justin Fields will get louder and louder and louder, because we know his fans aren't afraid to chant.
Boo City?
I didn't say that.
Fire Canada?
I said they're not afraid. No, they chant. Here we go. And all the other things. They're not afraid to chant.
Mason Rudolph.
Yeah, you can hear it now. Justin Fields has a ring to it.
Boo Bisky.
So, and not that Mike Tomlin hears a lick of it, but listen, they moved on from Kenny Pickett. And, it's...
From that standpoint, everything is on the table.
Yep.
Because you never in a million years would have thought that would happen. I sure as heck didn't. Not really. Like, I thought they might, because Doran was hard on this, and you were spot on. I thought there was a possibility that it would be Russell Wilson and Justin Fields, but I also thought Kenny Pickett would be part of that. Like, I never thought they would move on from a first-round pick in 2 years. And if you are willing to do that, then you are willing to buck the conventional wisdom, which is, we brought in this Super Bowl champion quarterback, you're never moving off him. Well, they might, because they've done stuff they haven't done before.
Yeah.
Even firing Canada, they wouldn't have done in recent past.
Yeah, it's going to be really interesting. I do think the situation's better. We went through it last week. I think, 6 of 18 games, they've got the better quarterback. I think that's being probably a little bit hard on it. Because
mm-hmm.
I think you were at 8.
But it might have been 17 last year, or if you had the same guys
right.
as last year.
Right, but still, it's an uphill climb
mm-hmm.
if you're looking at solely at quarterback play. It's going to be really interesting to watch, because they could conceivably be 5-1, 6-1, and then just hit a death march.
I mean, I think that we could all get here. If you're heading into the offseason, and say it's right after the Super Bowl, and things were the same that they were last year in the whole room with the Steelers, they have done the best job they possibly can to upgrade their quarterback spot. Like, with everything that was out there, they've done their due diligence and done everything possible to upgrade as much as possible at that spot. Like, there's nothing else they could have done
right.
to get better at that spot. They got better at that spot just by getting those two guys.
I couldn't agree more, because the guy I would have loved is Baker, but he was never available.
Mm-mm.
They made that happen. Kirk doesn't do it for me.
No.
I would rather have Russ at his cost than Kirk Cousins. And unless you're trading everything you got to get one of the quarterbacks in the draft, yeah, I would agree with that.
They killed two birds with one proverbial stone, right? They got someone that can help them win now. And they have, I wouldn't call it a reclamation project, but a young enough prospect that has experience that they could shape for the future. How they manage that will be very interesting, because I could go against my logic where they do not want to play Justin Fields at all this year because they want to get him on that bridge deal.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't want to have to pay him. And they're playing their cards right now and telling him he can compete. And he wants to be here, and they know he wants to be here. He made that known. He said it again. And they just want to keep the cards close to the vest so they have you know, positional bargaining leverage with him in the offseason for that bridge deal. And then at that point, okay, next year, if we don't win a Super Bowl this year, it's open.
Mm-hmm.
Next year.
Should it be, though? Let's talk about that a little bit coming up next. Like, what would Russ have to do to be the guy next year?
Yeah.
We'll get into that. Also, we got a close to the vest, a wet palate, and two birds, one stone from our guy Bostic.
And proverbial.
And proverbial.
But you ask me if I don't know what, if I know what word means?
Epiphany.
Yeah. My vocabulary is not quite equal to yours, but it's close.
I think he has surpassed my vocabulary.
You went to pit.
Mm-hmm. What was the word we discovered earlier? When we were talking about fruit and vegetables, was it a droop?
Droop, yes.
That was it. It's a subcategory of either fruits or vegetables. I've already
coconut.
Forgotten.
It's like the skin around the
Where
shell.
Where would tomato fall?
Fruit.
Get at. Just go listen to the pre-show on the Odyssey app, AUDACY, your Odyssey app. Bell peppers, according to botanists?
A droop.
A fruit. No, but look at you applying the vocabulary. Smart stuff from Pat Bostic. What would Russ Wilson need to do to be a Steeler in 2025? We'll talk about that coming up next, and a philosophical question for the guys here before we get into Paul Skeens at 9:35. You can follow us on Twitter, brought to you by South Hills Kia and Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. And the text line, brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money.
No need to wait until November to unwrap Black Friday deals. Blinds.com is having Black Friday in July with some of the best deals of the season. Blinds.com is the better way to shop for customized window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Choose from premium blinds, shades, shutters, and more. Blinds.com even has outdoor shades for your patio. Blinds.com makes it easy. Need help with the measure and install? Blinds.com can take care of it for you. Their design experts are always ready to help you make the perfect selection with a free consultation. No matter how many window coverings you order, installation is one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered and their 100% satisfaction guarantee, you'll always rest easy with Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com's Black Friday in July now. Save up to 45%, plus score premium doorbusters. Up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey everybody, Jeff Phelps here. The National Sports Collectors Convention is coming to Cleveland. And so is PSA's tradition for grading the show's finest. Submit your collectibles for on-site authentication over 5 days starting July 24th and see why PSA is number one in preserving and enhancing value for cards, tickets, packs, autographs, and memorabilia. More info at psacard.com. PSA, our label means more.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
For you. We got social media's biggest loser coming up in a few moments here, brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Reserve your consultation today at awaken180weightloss.com. We've talked about Justin Fields. We've talked about Russ Wilson. We've been doing that all offseason. What needs to happen for Russ to be the starter in 2025? I think, I don't want to put words in your mouth, Thorne. I think you said basically get to a Super Bowl.
Yep.
Or get to an AFC Championship, a Super Bowl. What do you think? Pat Bostikar,
I think if he wins two playoff games and, you know, they're in a position to compete for the conference championship, then he's the starter next year, probably. But, you know, Super Bowl will be a sure bet. And I think that provides the opportunity for them to get Fields at value.
I kind of look at it like this. Like, if Russell Wilson does make it to an AFC championship game, you're probably willing to pay some money to bring him back because you're that close. But if he, like, wins a playoff game and he's up for a new contract, I mean, you basically can do the same things with Justin Fields as you did with Russ. I mean, they're not the same quarterback, but they are the same quarterback. I mean, and they're hitting the ground running with a new offense at the same time, too. So in my mind, like, if you give Justin Fields a bridge deal, unless Russ takes me to a Super Bowl, that's going to be my quarterback, because I am not paying $50 million for Russ to maybe get me to an AFC championship.
I see what you're saying. Yeah. That's well said. And I said I didn't want to put words in your mouth, and then immediately asked Bostic's opinion without letting you actually give your opinion. My bad. Yeah, if Russ wins a playoff game, the way I was viewing it was, they haven't done that in a long time. I'd be hard-pressed to not pay that guy. But what you're saying is you're going to give someone $33 million on the low end because you're looking at Baker Mayfield, $50 million on the high end because you're looking at Kirk Cousins for getting you a playoff win.
What?
Like, that was the ceiling, is you got a playoff win, so why not just try it with a cheaper Justin Fields, because you figure maybe he can win you a playoff game.
They've been so absent from the AFC playoff picture for now for 6 years, 7 years, that if he wins them more than one playoff game, does it not put you in a position that if you don't re-sign him, you look like you've punted on your immediate level of competitiveness?
Yeah. Not necessarily, because you have Justin Fields. Like, there's a plan for him.
Right, but you got Justin Fields for nothing. Like, he wasn't a commodity. No one wanted him. One other team wanted him. So, I mean, he's in that way, as much as there is appeal there, there is a viewpoint out there that he's damaged goods and has a limited potential. As a passer, as a quarterback, and you bring a guy in who everyone's raving about, leadership, presence, Super Bowl champion, and if they get and win multiple playoff games, it means all that stuff worked and happened, and you're just going to let him go?
Yeah, if he wins multiple playoff games, I would be stunned if they don't bring
Baker
him back.
It's Baker Mayfield again.
Yeah.
But he's older. That's the difference.
Right.
He's older. Now, I could see a world in which they don't pay the most for him.
You could franchise him, though, right?
You could franchise him. If you do that, it's an easy decision.
Mm-hmm.
Assuming they win multiple
playoffs. Right.
Mm-hmm. Like, I think one playoff game, they play it, win a wild card game. That's
the best thing for radio, is if they win a playoff game.
A playoff game.
Yeah,
right.
It is. But if they win one, I mean, it you have to look at the totality of the season, you know, right? If they go 11-6 and win one playoff game, okay. That's a major step in the right direction.
Mm-hmm, especially with the schedule like you were talking about before.
If they win multiple and he is the bona fide leader of this offense, I think you franchise him.
Mm-hmm. Man, I'm almost to the point where there's nothing that Russ can do that I would re-sign him after this year. Because I just think that with Justin Fields sitting behind him learning, getting his feet underneath him, and then learning the offense, learning from Russ, like he's the next Russ. And like I just
basically get
too
what
much
you can.
Money.
I'm just
for a 35-year-old, 36-year-old. Like I just don't know.
And just because he does it this year would not mean that he can replicate it.
Well, here's the other thing too.
It's a bad look though, I think, if you win playoff games and you don't bring him back.
Here's the hard. See if this makes any sense at all. It may not. It may be easier to let him go if you win the Super Bowl than if they get close.
Well, we've talked about that. Wait,
I bet you he retired.
He might. So, although he says he wants to win. So, he wants to feel that trophy twice.
But if they win it, okay, you've reached the pinnacle. No better time to pass the torch, potentially.
Yeah.
I guess where I'm at with this, talking about Fields, and you know Arthur Smith. I know guys that coach Justin Fields. And I'm not going to out them for specifics. But, like, there's concern in league circles about this guy's ability to be a franchise quarterback. And I think that bore out in the offseason.
Sixth-round pick.
There's a lot of skepticism about him.
What about Russ?
He's won a Super Bowl, and his stats were much better than Justin Fields last year as a passer.
But Denver, it's not like he was a hot commodity either.
No,
But in this hypothetical, he'll have achieved something.
With Russell Wilson, we're saying it's temporary. You're saying Justin Fields is the future of this franchise.
Yes.
I'm saying I don't think that's a sure bet. I'm not there. I think if you make the transition and you go to Justin Fields, you almost have to draft a quarterback next year.
Can you wait till 2026 when it's here?
Maybe. But I'm not there with Justin Fields. I mean,
I just feel like what's their plan? Like that, I keep going back to that, and I brought it up a couple times this week. Like I'm trying to figure out what their plan is for Justin Fields. Like I don't know what their plan is, and if I had to guess their plan, it's like this is going to be our future quarterback. We kind of swap places with our former first round quarterback with another first round quarterback that's a little bit older that's played a lot, and we're gonna have him sit. We're gonna have him learn. And he's going to be our guy, and we're not going to have to go to the draft and draft a quarterback.
Yeah, I'm not sure they're that confident. They could be.
Well, here's something that we haven't discussed, and I'm not saying that this is true. We're just kind of spitballing here, but you know, there's a chance they don't view Justin Fields as anything other than he was the next available guy that they could get at a cheap price. Like they might view him that way. They might view him as, we acquired him for a sixth-round pick. If he plays a certain amount of snaps, he's worth a fourth-round pick. We need to fill out this quarterback roster, and he's a guy who's available. They might not consider him part of this thing at all, and he could change their
mind.
Same
with Russ, though.
Well, they might. You're right. They might only view Russ as a, let's get what we can out of him this year.
$1.2 million.
Right, and then not get anything. And they might be thinking ahead to next year, maybe Dak Prescott. There we go.
I do think there's a real chance. I think they like Justin Fields. I don't think they would make a move just because it was available. I think they were in talks with him and pursuing him from jump, but they stopped short of saying he's our guy. They got Russell Wilson first. They stopped short of going all in. They waited it out. They lowballed it, and they got him for nothing. I think somewhere in their brain, if Russell Wilson goes out and stinks, and they're 2-4 through six games, they're going to find out what they have in Justin Fields then. And I think only then and only then will I be convinced that he's the future. Is if I see him play, if Chicago is just a bad situation. They said that about Mitch Trubisky. How'd that work out? Same situation.
And he took two teams to the playoffs.
Same situation. So, you know, I'm just not, I am as intrigued as anybody, and I love the situation that Omar Khan has built at the quarterback spot. I like Russell Wilson. I'm intrigued by Justin Fields. I'm not ready to say he's going to be the quarterback for the next 8 years. I'm just not there yet.
Coming up next, we got social media's Biggest Loser, and we'll use that as a jumping off point for a philosophical question for the guys. And it's Paul Skeens Day. You better win this one. Imagine if they lose, Jones and Skeens starts back-to-back after we've christened them the best thing in baseball.
So let me ask you something. The velo, the exit velo, does it mean he's a better hitter than Tony Gwynn, who might have dribbled a few through the infield in his day and hit about, you know, 330 career and flirted with 400 once? Meaning a better hitter than him? And so what? He's a 260 hitter. So why do I give a damn about the exit velo? I don't. Mm-hmm. And so I guess people need this, Tony, to become interested and more fascinated. And they go, oh, wow. Not only do I not go, oh, wow, it has started the ruination of watching sports for me. Numbers like this repeatedly and put up on the screen day in, day out. It has ruined it because people aren't concentrating on the fact that he is 260 instead of 330. They're concentrating on exit velo. That's just me.
Michael Wilbon talking about, of all people, O'Neal Cruz, who hit a ball 121 miles an hour, 120 miles an hour, and 116 miles an hour the other day. And he's saying it's started the ruination of sports, all these statistics. I consider Michael Wilbon now the biggest loser of the day. I don't know where you guys come down on it. I'll say my piece real quick. First of all, okay, we know what Tony Gwynn did in his career. If you take what O'Neal has done through his first however many games he's played, and you compare that to Tony Gwynn's first same number of games, higher OPS actually belongs to O'Neal Cruz. I'm not saying he's going to be Tony Gwynn, but you can't compare a Hall of Famer's career to a guy that's in basically his second season. That's first of all. Second of all, do we not want 102 miles an hour on the screen? Like, do we not want to see Paul Skeens and how hard he's thrown? Because I sure as hell do. Now, are there more important things than the exit velocity? Sure. I think, what was that? Mm-hmm. I think it's a visual aid. I think it just helps tell the story. Oh, he hit the crap out of that ball is what we used to say. Now we say he hit the crap out of that ball, and it's 121 miles an hour. It's not the end-all be-all. I like it. And again, I ask, do we not like the radar gun? Like, do we not like 40-yard dash times? Like, do we not like these tools? Do we not like the box on the screen for home plate and the strike zone? All these things, I think, have aided the sport, not necessarily taken away from it.
See, I feel like it convolutes the real story of the sport. That's why I'm with Wilbon here. Like,
whoa.
I mean, because that now you're focusing on, like, power. You're focusing on speed. You're focusing on all those things. It's like if they put a GPS tracker on Tyreek Hill during a game. And it's like, oh, my God, Tyreek Hill was running 24 miles per hour whenever he ran that post route. And then you watch the post route, he catches it and then fumbles in the end zone and the other team gets the ball. Like, that's convoluting the story. And it's like, man, but he ran 24 miles per hour. Who cares? Like, is O'Neal Cruz hitting home runs is what I want to know. I don't care how hard he hits it. He's hitting 104 miles per hour and getting out. What does that even mean?
But I think it's a predictive measure, too. Like, if you're a guy that hits the ball that hard routinely, good things are going to happen for you. And again, I ask, like, where's the line then for you? Like, do you not, like, we all know Paul Skeens throws hard. We knew there were hard throwers back in the day. Satchel Paige. We didn't know how hard guys like that threw. I would have liked to know. Like, we knew Roger Clemens threw 100 miles an hour. We knew Randy Johnson threw that hard. I like that kind of stuff. It does not tell the full story.
No.
And I think in some instances, like the Myles Garrett winning Defensive Player of the Year, I think we can be too reliant on stats. I can meet you. I can meet Wilbon there. Like, we put too much emphasis on some of the made-up stuff. But I think when used appropriately, it's just a good tool. And I think it aids in the watching of games for some people.
I agree. I think if you're able to measure these things and make it digestible and consumable for the public, it adds to the viewing experience. You know, if I know that a guy's throwing 103 and it's moving a foot, like, if you don't tell me it's going 103, how am I supposed to know?
Right,
that it's going 103. If I'm not there, right, you don't know on maybe a little bit on TV you can see the differences, but you're, generally speaking, you're getting a behind the pitcher view of the pitch. So, you know, if a guy hits a drive and he's got 192 mile an hour ball speed, you know, it's better when it goes right down the middle of the fairway and doesn't go 40 yards right, but it does aid the story. And I think it's the same thing with PFF and all this stuff. Too often it becomes the entire story instead of just being supplemental. And something that adds value. And I think that's what Wilbon's trying to say is, like, okay, all people want to talk about is him, you know, having two exit velocities of 120, but he went 2 for 6.
Exactly.
Right? Okay, like, tell the whole story, but that's our culture. Clickbait, headlines, all that stuff. That's what sells. If you really are a sports fan, if you're a Pirates fan, you're more concerned about the 260 than you are about the 122.
Well, I think the 122 will add to, this is a guy that's going to hit 30 home runs.
You hope.
Yeah, but I think over the course of time, it'll bear out. I mean, baseball is a big sample size sport. The only other guys who are doing it are like Mike Stanton.
I'm more concerned about him saying a month or so ago that he has confidence issues at the plate, which is what he said. I mean, that concerns me because I don't care how hard you can hit it.
Right.
If you're not seeing it, you're not putting a bat on the ball.
So you think there's no value in it?
No, I think there's value.
I know you do. I'm trying to understand where you are.
He was nodding his head.
I think there's value for like prospects, like combine. Like, okay, like you say a Zach Frazier. Oh, he benched 500 pounds, but he's over there giving up sacks during a game. Like, this, to me, this is the same thing.
I think what has happened though is Wilbon is straw manning this thing. I don't know that anybody says hitting the ball 121.5 miles an hour is more important than hitting it over the fence.
Right.
And that's what I think Wilbon's getting wrong here. Like, yeah, I would like it. If he's hitting the ball 100 miles an hour.
But just like Pat said, it's becoming the whole story. Like, we're talking about that more than him, his plate appearances.
Well, he went 3-for-5, and he was the principal reason maybe why they won the game.
Well, that game, right? I mean, I'll give it to you. It is a otherworldly feat to be able to hit the ball that hard. It's an otherworldly feat to be able to throw the way Skeens does and move it the way he does.
Don't you think the story on Skeens, though, is how hard he does throw?
I think it's how hard he throws and how much movement he's able to put on at the same time.
Which are both measured now and they otherwise wouldn't
I
have
love
been.
That.
Yeah, but are they strikes or not?
You either have stuff or you don't, and there's got to be ways to measure that.
I think it is. I'm agreeing with both of you. I think too often it becomes the entire story. However, as a consumer, I want to know as much information as I can when I'm watching the sport, especially sports that I'm really a fan of. So for me, I like to watch golf. I like to see a swing recap and see what the velocity is on the ball when it leaves the face or how much it spins and all that stuff. I'm a nerd like that. There's people out there that love that stuff. But again, if he's lining out to deep center field and it goes 124 miles per hour, I could care less. He lined out to center field. Now, if he hits one into the river and it went 128, that's a nice little tidbit to know.
Mm-hmm.
But I could kind of put two and two together there.
You know what I really liked was when O'Neal Cruz hit that home run that was, it would have been a home run in an elevator shaft and it was a real home run. And then Jack Sawinski, what was it, the next day hits one that was like 12 feet off the ground the whole time and it wound up being a home run. I like stuff like that. I understand what you're saying too, Doran.
I think that what Wilbon's trying to say too is now we're starting to compare stats and things that like exit velocity and miles per hour to guys like Tony Gwynn who were hitting home runs. I think that he's upset that we're starting to compare. Oh, O'Neal Cruz, because he hits the ball hard, he could be like Tony Gwynn. He's like, nah, hold up.
But no one did that. He did that.
But I think
he's the one who brings the guys in.
But I think that people are making the connection like, well, you know, he hits 120 miles per hour. He can be this guy. Like, no, he has to actually do it. Whenever we put that guy in a conversation of the other guys.
Yeah, there's no doubt. There's no doubt about that. That should not be what's happening. But when we talk about guys in baseball today, he hits the ball harder than just about anybody. And so I think he needs to live up to that now. Like, that's how I view it. He hits the ball so hard that, yeah, you do need to see more consistency so that he can be the next great one. It's hard to compare eras because we didn't have that kind of stuff back then, and you do now. So I use it more to compare him to his contemporaries. And I do think there is an element of, we talked about arm injuries, spin rate. We might have gone too far on stuff like that, where now you're trying to snap off the breaking ball at just this torque that the human body should not do, max effort every pitch. I do think there are elements where we have applied these statistics, and it's good for sport. And I think there are elements, too, where it can be damaging to sport, like with the spin rate. All right, coming up next, speaking of spin rate, speaking of velocity, there's flub number four, Doran. Paul Skeens on the mound today, and it is May 23rd. I think it's a must-win game for the Pirates. 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. Pat Bostic with us for one more segment here. Paul Skeens going for the Buccos today. 12:35, a must-see event every time this dude takes the mound. Is it too early to say must-win? Yeah, probably. It's May 23rd. But You're up 5-0 in the middle of yesterday's game. And I know I can't be alone in thinking. You got Jared Jones on the mound. You're up 5-0. You're halfway through the game. Oh, they're going to sweep the Giants. Because you got Jones to finish it out, and you got Skeens the next day. If you have a 1-0 lead in a series against the team you are directly competing for the wild card with, and you wind up losing the Jones and Skeens day, that's unforgivable to me.
Yeah, like, you got to win one.
It's a sneaky, really big game today, I think.
Yes, I totally agree. And we talk about the pressure, about putting the pressure on Skeens and having not to have to do that. But today the pressure is going to be on him, and I think he will come through. It's just with those last three innings, whenever he does come out, probably in the sixth inning, what's going to happen?
That's my concern too, man, is they have a shortened bullpen as it is. You would expect Bednar to be available. You know Holderman won't be available. You would imagine, I don't know if you even want him to pitch, that Chapman's not available. So you got a short bullpen and a pitcher who's not going to go more than six innings. So I think it's basically, you gotta have a lead when Skeens exits the ballgame. Are you falling in love with Skeens mania over there?
Boston? I love the guy. It's never going to be his fault. He's just that good. He's just that good. Like, and I can't see right now. His stuff is just so good, and it's so new, too. Like, there's just a small sample size on him that he's just blowing it by these guys.
You did mention it before when we were talking about stats and Wilbon and all that in the last segment. Not only is he hitting 101, I saw someone post on X. It was 17 inches a break in 101.
It's incredible.
It's a frisbee.
Like, he is. Seldom is someone this quickly live up to the billing.
Mm-hmm.
He has lived up to the billing, dealt with the pressure, done it remarkably, and performed. Like, just like punching guys out left and right. Like,
in your heyday, how hard did you throw a baseball?
Oh, I never measured it.
How hard do you think?
I don't know.
Did it make this sound?
I probably could. I don't know. I would venture to say I could hit 90.
Whoa!
I mean, his football's whistle.
Right.
So, like, I would,
you throw pretty
but
hard.
It's a different throwing motion. Like, I like, when I throw a baseball, people, like, they're like, oh, you throw like a catcher, because I bring it straight up.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas, like, you know, these guys, the ball almost touches the ground.
Yeah.
So I would say probably maybe low 80s, quite frankly, because my mechanics were never that good. I didn't play baseball that long, and I never pitched. I was a third baseman.
Oh, that's interesting.
I was a third baseman.
Well, thank you for your time.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for having me.
Enjoy Pebble Beach, you big jerk. Doran, enjoy your... Both of you, enjoy the Narduzzi golf outing.
I mean, he's just going to be golfing for a week straight.
It just... I'm all alone tomorrow.
Yeah.
With Callis.
Yeah.
So I'm all alone tomorrow. All right. Starkey up next with Paul Zeiss. Thank you, guys. Have fun. Fan Weather's brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. Spring into adventure. Great incentives through May 31st on the 2024 Trailblazer and Equinox. SunChevy.com. Today, high 78, low of 64.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim. Located at the Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas, catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of our six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of our massive screen. Touchdown! Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
No need to wait until November to unwrap Black Friday deals. Blinds.com is having Black Friday in July. With some of the best deals of the season, Blinds.com is the better way to shop for customized window treatments.
I don't like 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Choose from premium blinds, shades, shutters, and more. Blinds.com even has outdoor shades for your patio. Blinds.com makes it easy. Need help with the measure and install? Blinds.com can take care of it for you. Their design experts are always ready to help you make the perfect selection with a free consultation. No matter how many window coverings you order, installation is one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered and their 100% satisfaction guarantee, you'll always rest easy with Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com's Black Friday in July now. Save up to 45% plus score premium doorbusters. Up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey everybody, Jeff Phelps here. The National Sports Collectors Convention is coming to Cleveland. And so is PSA's tradition for grading the show's finest. Submit your collectibles for on-site authentication over 5 days starting July 24th and see why PSA is number one in preserving and enhancing value for cards, tickets, packs, autographs, and memorabilia. More info at psacard.com. PSA, our label means more.